Okay, this is April 22nd, 2024, and this is collective bargaining with the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of West Florida and the team representing the University of West Florida Board of Trustees. And I'm Mike Bannable.
Dan Lucas.
Jamie Sprague.
Michael Wyatt.
David Ballard.
John Fick.
Dean DeBolt.
Melinda Lewis.
Cassidy Hobbs.
Eileen Saunders.
All right, thanks everybody. We have kind of a interesting sort of proposition for you today, Jonathan, okay, to sort of resolve these negotiations. It's a package deal. And it involves some economic and some non-economic. Do you want me to present it, or Daniel, do you want to present it? I don't care. Michael, do you want to do it? Is there a volunteer in the house? If not, I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I'm good either way. But so, I mean, at this point, so Eileen's good to upload that stuff to the folder. Yeah. Okay.
So this is connected to the proposals that were exchanged last time.
Yeah.
And I sent in. We had already signed the Article 25 too. We had discussed last week. Oh, some potential elements to that. Following discussion, we signed it and sent it in as written, but we can review that, what you guys have submitted here today as well.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. So, Michael, do you want to do this or do you want me to do
it? I mean, I can do it. So, and it looks...
I don't see anything in the chat.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I can bring up the Word docs while the chat's getting done. But okay, so basically there are three things. One is we noticed a typo in Appendix A where we misidentified the clinical practice faculty. So that's fixing that. And then, okay, so actually it's four things. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is we're okay to just status quo Article 3 and, you know, move on from that. Article 13, let me pull that up.
On the appendix, while he's pulling that up, somehow prior to the last full book negotiations, two of those classifications were placed in the wrong classification. So that's why you'll see the 9116 and the 9146 with the appropriate names as they appear in the PERT document. So we're just fixing some clerical things.
Okay, and the change from, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is the only change from our last proposal for Article 13, but instead of...
Hang on, Michael, I'm sorry. On Appendix A, I'm sorry, we need to strike the actual title by 8862 and 8863. Those are vacant classifications, and I just realized I did not fix that.
Okay, so for...
Sorry.
No, you're fine. So for Article 13, I think this is the only change that we've made is that instead of, what was it, like 4 weeks or something, or I can't remember the proposal, but so we've set it up so that now it will definitely be on a semester basis. So at a minimum, they would get 8 weeks of notice or the end of the semester, whichever comes later. And then the rest of it, correct me if I'm wrong, Jamie or Dan, but the rest of it, I think, is unchanged from our last proposal.
We added E. Go up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and so while they're on, if a faculty member begins employment elsewhere during the notice period described in 13.2A, faculty member must resign their position immediately. So basically, I mean, they can't be doubly employed during the notice period.
Yeah, that would usually trigger termination at the other places. I mean, that's like outside activity and things like that too, right?
Yeah.
Well, we actually have Florida statute that tells us we can't have dual employment, full-time dual employment. So,
but yeah, it's trouble for everybody. So, all right. I don't know. Do you have any questions about that 13?
No, I'll download it and look at. I understand the changes that you've made.
Okay, and then let me share 25 here. So 25, we've maintained all of the increases, both one time and recurring, that were in the last proposal, but we've incorporated the $1,000 increase to a broader class than UFF proposed last time. So let me just find this. All right, so I think it's here at the bottom. Yeah, okay. So all of this stuff is the same as our last proposal. So we're not scaling anything back. We've just added this at the end. So university will provide effective August 8, 2024, $1,000 salary increase to eligible in-unit instructors. And then here are the criteria. So they have to have at least 3 years experience as an instructor, lecturer, or research associate. They had as of August 8, 2023, have to have been employed under a multi-year appointment as defined in the old version of the CBA, have not been issued a notice of non-reappointment or termination, and they didn't receive the increase on December of last year.
So
I think that's a little bit broader class than what UFF proposed.
Would this, Michael, just so I'm sure, would this capture that group of the higher dates of 2018, 2019, and 2020 that we defined in our previous proposal?
Okay.
Jonathan, would you restate that?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Our proposal was targeted specifically to capture the people who had higher dates of 2018, 2019, and 2020, right? So I just that I just want to make sure that, and assuming, of course, that they had all of the correct evaluations and qualifying evaluations, that it would capture that group. That was the main one that we were trying to identify. We appreciate if there's more people that you're bringing in. We just wanted to make sure that this, it looks like it does at first blush. But
Jonathan, it captures anyone who's on a multi-year contract that did not already receive the $1,000 increase.
Okay.
So it's actually more than that group that you initially proposed in the MOU.
Yeah, I would say the intent is definitely to capture all those people that you proposed last time.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20, and then anybody else who would fall under these criteria.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, I just
wanted to be very careful because I know this is hinged on like some arcane interpretation of different, you know, CBAs and practice and stuff. So I just wanted to be careful. But yeah, I mean, the intent is definitely to capture the class that you identified in the past plus some.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Well, we appreciate the university's thought and consideration on that, and also as a good resolution to that issue. So we appreciate.
Can I ask a question here? And maybe I'm unclear to me. When it says $1,000 salary increase, do you mean to the base salary, or do you mean a one-time payment?
Yeah, it's to the base salary.
Oh, okay.
I also have a question. Did your team compile a list of faculty that would be affected by this? Is that something that you can share with us?
I don't know if they've compiled a list. I imagine they have, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Jamie, do you know?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Would you maybe just so there's not any confusion? I mean, we're on the same page, but just that it's a one-time base salary adjustment, right? Something like that. Just adding that word in there, just, or I mean, we can clarify as long as it's clear here in our tape that
there's salary increase to base or something.
It's a base salary. Because that one time frequently has a connotation of non-recurring, but
yeah,
as long as we clarify that in our conversation, I think that's fine.
Yeah, and I'm just looking to see how we.
Yeah, I thought elsewhere you said added to the base. I thought you used that phrase before, and that's why I saw that.
So the
we did
recurring to the bonus, and.
Let's see.
It's this recurring increase. The phrase is used as recurring increase.
Yeah. Okay. And that would be consistent with what we have up
I
here.
I think you should say, yeah.
So you would say one time recurring increase?
Yes. Or just a one time base salary increase, right? Or something like that. Just something like that. It just makes you, and it's clear, as long as we're clear of our intent or shared intent on the tape, I think we've clarified that as well.
Yeah.
Let's see. You've kept it the same as the dean's overall rating for the trigger for the other two increases. There's no change on the other two increases.
Let's see. Yeah, it's still the dean's overall rating.
The reason, and we thought it, we discussed last time, you know, that there was not a specific defined criteria for the dean's overall rating the way that there is defined criteria in the bylaws for the other ratings. We're fine with it here because A, it's the standard that we've established for these last couple rankings and increases, but also because if we need to revisit this going forward, those ratings are changing, right? Like, we're no longer going to have distinguished, excellent, or they're shifting on an annual evaluation to meets and exceeds expectations. So if we revisit this structure going forward, we can look at it in that terms of meeting and exceeding expectations and have further conversations at that time. So that's our rationale for why we brought that up, but we're fine with this as is for now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Let's see. Oh, did you have any thoughts on the ideas or the discussion about the HR component and the contribution amount, voluntary, the employer contribution amount to the retirement fund? To the SUS ORP, we were talking about ways to address that employer contribution. Did you have any additional thoughts or any, Jamie, did your research reveal anything about just the plausibility of those types of proposals or what?
I discontinued my research. The university's not interested in the proposed changes to Article 26 at this time.
Okay. Is the proposal, you said this is a proposal to resolve the article, is your proposal for 26 is just status quo?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. So the full proposal for resolving is the non-reappointment article, the salary article, and then status quo for UFF rights and benefits. We didn't identify the classifications for opening, right? The codes, that's not one article we identified for opening, but if there's some things that we see, there's nothing that prevents us from agreeing to changes if there's things that we see that need to be corrected in that.
We're correcting it because we have people who actually sit in those classifications and they did not jive with the document.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so that's fine. I mean, if you want to send us a copy of those changes, we're happy to review it.
Eileen, I sent you a revised Appendix A where I struck the top two and put vacant. If you'll upload the Appendix A revised that I sent you, then that way they can look at it maybe while we're on a break.
Jamie, you said Appendix A?
Yes, I sent it by email.
Okay. Let me look for that.
So Jamie, is the position of the university that those are required to be struck because no one is populating them now, or that's the preference of the university is to strike those just because no one's populating them?
Those titles were not assigned to those two classification codes. So why we ever agreed to that way back in, when that would have been when Anita and Raid and all them were creating that. They never were assigned to those top two codes. They were assigned to the 9116 and the 9146. Okay. And because we now have people who sit in those, we're just trying to fix it is all we're doing.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm happy to look. We're happy to look at it.
Yeah, so one day if we ever decide, you know, to create additional classifications, those two vacant codes can be used.
Oh, okay. So yep. So the code, that's good. So the codes themselves are being maintained. It's just the titles for them that are being struck. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. There's a Eileen. There's an I see an Appendix A in the folder. Is that the correct Appendix A, or was there a revised one, Jamie, that you wanted to?
I'm uploading the one that Jamie just sent me by email now. So give me just half a minute.
So we want to disregard the Appendix A that's currently in the folder?
Yes.
Okay. So what we'll do once that gets uploaded, we'll take a caucus and kind of look at this as a package. Probably need 20 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes, if that sounds about right. And we have access to the folder. We don't have to be online to have access. We don't have to be in here to have access to the folder. So we'll just keep an eye on the folder for when that Appendix A drops. I have 11:20 Central Time. Do you want to come back at 11:40 or so? Is that sufficient time for your team?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. I've uploaded it into the folder now.
Okay, perfect. All right, that sounds good. Okay, so my team will meet and Chastity's like for us. Okay. All right, we'll see you guys at 11:40 then.